Here's longtime MLB-er, current analyst with the Houston Astros. Here's Jeff Blum. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing really well. Thank you for doing this. You guys must be feeling pretty good down in Houston. I mean, it seems like even though Boston won all those games this year and kind of lapped the field in a way, Houston appears to be the favorite in the American League, maybe even for the World Series. How do you feel about that prediction?
I feel pretty good, actually, and it's pretty amazing that when we started out this round of playoffs that a lot of people pointed to that Indians-Astros series as maybe being the series to watch, and then the Astros went out and just absolutely blew through a very good Cleveland Indians team, and now they're up against the Boston Red Sox, who, you know, set a team franchise record with 108 wins, and then so did the Houston Astros with 103. But it's amazing to me, as good as the Houston Astros are, that they are still as good as the Red Sox are, the Astros are still considered the favorite. And a lot of the reason is because of the stellar pitching and the timely hitting they get.
Well, that's kind of what's happening here with baseball. It's like an old school versus new school philosophy.
Not a bad recipe, by the way. Stellar pitching, clutch hitting.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's always worked for over 100 years. But you look at it's even more amplified in the NLCS, where the Dodgers have these stud starting pitchers like Kershaw. Put him through the rotation three times, four times. Who cares? If he can pitch a complete game, do it. Verlander, if he can go into the seventh or eighth, you get the ball. Keuchel, seventh or eighth, you get the ball. And that's kind of the conventional way of running your rotation. Don't be waiting to get to the bullpen. If the starters can do it, let them do it. Where other teams, including Milwaukee, are like, if I can get to the bullpen, I'm doing it. I'll start someone out of the bullpen if I have to in the first inning. How do you feel about kind of the old school versus new school philosophy that we're seeing when it comes to pitching in particular in the playoffs?
You know what? I think it is so unique, and that's part of what is making baseball fun. We're kind of seeing that evolution of analytics come into the ballgame. It's unique to see the Milwaukee Brewers doing the bullpenning, so to speak, with the openers and guys not going those extensive outings. It's interesting to me because David Stearns, the GM of the Milwaukee Brewers, actually came from the Houston Astros and brought a lot of those philosophies over, and now he's in the NLCS vying for a chance to possibly play against the Houston Astros in the World Series using some of those analytics. But on the other hand, you take the Houston Astros, who, you know, glorify the numbers and glorify the data and the information that these guys have, yet they go out with studs that can go seven innings at a time, like you said, and keep them in the ballgame as long as they can, because those guys are the best option. That's even as good as the bullpen is for the Astros. Their best option is to go out there and have those guys pitch extensive innings because they are so good. And then the Boston Red Sox, they have a couple of good starters, but it's really their middle relievers that create the issue for them if Alex Cora has to get them out of the game sooner.
Can you describe the analytics aspect of it as far as the in-game stuff? You got a couple old school hockey players here where we know coaches that coach in the NHL, and there's people from up above that come down there with pieces of paper saying this is what's got to happen as far as analytics, and we both know that they grab the papers and they tear them up and rip them up and throw them in the garbage. As far as baseball goes, how does it work? Does someone come to the skip and say this is what's best, or I just don't know how it works?
It's basically that. It's funny, in Minute Maid Park, there's a glass window when the roof closes that you can see out of left field, and behind that left field wall is the front offices, and that's where the nerd herd is, the geek squad, if you want to call them that, where they're up there crunching the numbers and putting in, you know, all the algorithms to crank out what they call win probability. And what they're trying to do is give the team, with the personnel they have, the best opportunity to match up and win against the team they're playing against. Once they get those numbers, they will send them down to the manager, A.J. Hinch. And A.J. Hinch, who has experience in the front office realm, it's his job to get his coaches together, figure out what information works for him, and then they bring it to the table for these guys who are going to be stepping in the box and relying on a lot of the old, you know, just the talent. And a lot of the times the numbers can't go out there and play every day. That's why managers, and I'm with you as far as the old school, that's where the old school mentality really kicks in and helps out the analytics, because they're in the dugout. They know if a guy didn't get a good night's sleep. They know if a guy's arm is hanging. They know a lot of the other things you can't put a number to or quantify. And that's why managers are so vital to kind of filter down some of the information. But it's all there. It's a matter of how AJ wants to use it. But again, ultimately it comes down to AJ Hinch and his feel for his team.
With longtime MLB infielder, World Series champ, and Astros analyst Jeff Blum here on Overdrive. Big story out of New York today. and I read a number of pieces on it that Luis Severino was having tipping issues in terms of him tipping pitches, and I guess he had this problem earlier in the season, and Aaron Boone actually came out and was like, yeah, we knew about it, but we thought we fixed it. And now there's video of him pitching in the ALDS against the Sox, and it was clear the Sox knew what was coming. Like, he was tipping pitches, and they knew when the fastball was coming, and he got rocked. Take us through that process as a batter. If you're in the box and your manager or someone, the batting coach is like, listen, we think we've picked up on a tell here. How does that affect the way you approach the at-bat?
Well, first of all, Alex Cora is notorious as a player, as a bench coach last year for the Houston Astros, and now as a manager. He was notorious for being able to pick up pitchers' tendencies out of the windup or out of the stretch, how they held their glove, and how they got to their pitches so they could anticipate what was coming. And it's tough to do, but he has a definite eye for it. As a hitter and as a ball club, just say an offense. If you're sitting in the dugout, as a player, you're watching to see where the glove is set when he comes into the set position. Is he telling you with how his glove moves or how his forearms move or how he comes set, which pitch is coming? Just for instance, if a guy is grabbing a fastball and putting it in his glove, you can tell when he moves off the fastball to the changeup. Usually the glove will get a little bit wider, and it's something you can pick up literally in the hitter's box looking out at the mound, and that can tell you, okay, he fanned his glove, it got a little bit bigger, I'm going to sit changeup. It's just a matter of making sure that pitch is in the zone. That's how those guys go out there and do that. Now, if he reaches into the glove with the fastball and doesn't make any movement, it's pretty safe to assume that sometimes that will be a fastball more often than not. Then you can sit on the fastball and make sure it's in the zone and go to crushing. But Alex Cora is one of those guys that really does a phenomenal job at doing that, because he did it his whole playing career, and now he's doing it in the dugout for his players.
Great stuff as always, Jeff. We really appreciate you doing this. Enjoy the ALCS and the rest of the way down in Houston.
No, it's going to be a blast. Good being on with you guys. Thanks.
There's Jeff Blum, longtime MLB infielder, Astros analyst.